The Pittsfield Police Department is going over budget trying to fill its ranks with qualified recruits. The city wants to get the books in order before the budget season is over. Pittsfield police have spent close to expectations so far this year, costing the department about 75% of its budget. But when it accounts for scheduled overtime, it's over budget. Police Chief Michael Wynn says that line item was budgeted last year at $900,000, even though he requested $1.2 million.
So we were underfunded in that line item to begin with, and stated that if things continued the way they were and we didn't get the staffing up, that number was going to continue to run over budget.
The other exceeding overtime accounts, drug enforcement and administrative, were actually on track because of reallocated funds.
As things stand right now, we think we're going to offset these deficits and make the budget, but that's if we don't have any significant large-scale investigations occur between now and the end of the year.
Wynn says the scheduled overtime is over budget because the city needs more police officers. At a recent City Council Finance Committee meeting, Councilor Kathleen Amuso said the city added 20 more officers from three different hiring batches in January.
We've hired more police, we've hired more firefighters. Do you think the fourth quarter, the overtime has been reduced because of the...
No.
Instead of saving the city on overtime, Wynn says the new officers actually generated overtime because of their field training.
That 14-week process is a process where their field training officers are working multiple shifts, coming in on shifts that they're not assigned to. It's a fairly expensive process.
Wynn says the department is having trouble boosting its numbers. 4 of 9 recent recruits dropped out of training.
Between attrition and other situations that are going on, we're not keeping up.
The department has a 30% dropout rate from the last two classes.
If we graduate the 5, I'll be happy.
The department was budgeted last year to have 99 total officers, but even with 20 new hires, it has just 81 on the force, not counting 6 who are unfit for duty for personal reasons.
But we haven't started our vacation season yet.
Wynn says many officers take their vacations in April and May because they can't over the busy summer months. That, he says, could lead to additional scheduled overtime hours.
Do you see a reduced, monies in overtime for next year's budget or with the staffing? I know it's...
Honestly, given what we're dealing with right now, I can't say that I do.
Wynn says the department can't consider any additional hires from the Massachusetts Civil Service list until January. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.